This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. After making sure that people have food and water, housing is the biggest challenge facing the Florida Keys. Before Hurricane Irma, the Keys had an acute shortage of affordable housing, and the storm's most devastating impact was on the places that were most affordable, boats and mobile homes. For now, the Red Cross is still operating shelters in the Keys for those with nowhere else to go.
This is the fifth shelter I've been in. I've been at this one for going on 3 days now.
Dean Thompson lived on a boat off Key West, where he does odd jobs. He evacuated to the mainland on a city bus before Irma. His latest shelter is the Boy Scout Sea Base on Summerland Key. Thompson has only lived in the Keys for a year and a half, but says he's determined to stay despite the hurricane.
Yeah, I'm from Michigan. I've been through many snowstorms, ice storms and stuff, so this was, you know, I mean, it's kind of a pain in the butt, but I survived it.
Monroe County is working with the state and with FEMA to provide short and longer-term housing during the recovery. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.